All right, let's move forward. As I said earlier, there are two kinds of questions and or objections. Expressed, which is when your prospect expresses a question or objection, be very thankful. It's one you don't have to dig up. Unexpressed is when your prospect withholds their question or objection. Your job is to locate and remove the unexpressed questions and objections. The greeting, qualifying, and invitation steps of the inviting formula have been designed around minimizing the questions and objections you receive. However, there will be a few questions or objections that arise. So you need to know the correct method to be your prospect's teammate and help them around their questions and objections. To accomplish this, I created what I call the Questions and Objections Remedy. It's five simple steps that ensure you handle their question or objection and not just come back with a response. Here is the Questions and Objections Remedy. Number one, listen completely through the question objection. Specifically, listen to every word they say without thinking about a response. Do not interrupt your prospect while they're giving you their question or objection. The reason you do this is so you are sure you get the correct objection and to respect the prospect's right to communicate a full thought without you feeling your thought is more important. Something else on listening completely through. Sometimes when you listen all the way through an objection, they will come up with a second, third, and fourth objection. Oh, this is music. Let them sing. These are all objections you don't have to dig up. So learn to pause a good second or two after they stop talking to see if they'll give you another one. Number two of the questions and objection remedy is to confirm understanding. Ask questions when necessary. The reason you do this is to confirm that your understanding of the question or objection is actually the question or objection of the prospect. Otherwise, you could end up trying to handle an objection the prospect doesn't have. This could turn out disastrously because you just gave them another bug to look at. Here's an example of the right way to do this. Prospect says, "Is this sales?" Networker says, "I want to make sure I answer the correct question. Could you clarify what you mean by sales?" Prospect says, "Would I have to go out and sell products door to door?" Networker says, "Oh, now I understand. Thanks for clarifying that. Your question is this something that is door-to-door sales? Have you done this type of sales before?" That would further clarify it. Prospect, "Absolutely not." Now that's how you clarify understanding. Now you fully understand what that person means. Number three of the questions and objection remedy is to make the question or objection valid with the same or slightly less intensity, but don't agree with the objection. Let me go into this a little bit. Part of number three is to make a question or objection valid. This shows the prospect that you see that it's important. You want to make the objection important because it's important to the prospect. That's what I was talking about earlier about looking at the bug. Making it important doesn't mean you also have to agree with it. And this is the most important part of this. If you agree with the objection, you may give it extra strength. This is not the desired effect. You want the prospect to know that you heard him and that you understand his concern. The second part of this step has to do with the intensity you use to make this objection important. The intensity is the volume and animation you use. Using the same intensity as your prospect helps you communicate better with your prospect. If your prospect is very animated about something and you sit there like a stump, your level of communication will lessen. Conversely, if you're very animated and your prospect is subdued, the same non-optimum effect occurs. Match your prospect's intensity on his objection or use slightly less intensity. I'll give you a correct example and then two incorrect examples. Here's the correct example. "I completely understand your concern." That validated the objection without agreeing with it. Here's an incorrect one. "I feel or felt the same way." This is incorrect because you would be agreeing with the objection. Another incorrect. "Oh, I totally agree. I would never go door to door. Are you kidding me? That is so below me." This is incorrect because you agreed with the objection and you used too much intensity. All right, those first three steps out of the five of the questions and objection remedy I just gave you are what few people do. I'll repeat them quickly so they're fresh in your mind. Number one, listen completely through the question objection. Number two is to confirm understanding. Number three is to make the question or objection valid to the prospect. Most networkers jump right into step number four. which is to handle the objection. But you will do much better by doing the first three steps. Many people ask me, what's the best way to handle the pyramid objection? Or the best way to handle the time objection? What they're looking for is a clever response to come back with when given these objections. But the real professionals will do the first three steps, so their response is effective. See, when you do the first three steps, you've made sure the prospect knows you're listening. Don't forget, these things are self-imposed objections. Clever responses rarely work. It only works to, like, really get into the person and examine and see their objection and have compassion for their objection. That's what works. You've also made sure you're answering the correct objection. Man, it's bad when you give your response and your prospect says, you didn't answer my question. So make sure you always do the first three steps. I've added something within step four that takes handling objections to a whole new level, and unless you do the first three steps effectively, you won't be able to use this added tool to its greatest degree. All right, number four of the questions and objection remedy is to actually handle or facilitate handling questions and or objections. The addition I've added is the facilitating handling. The word facilitate means to assist. Remember, the whole purpose of handling questions and objections is to get the prospect past the concerns that stop him or her from getting what they've stated they need or want. Listen real closely to this statement because it's the magic behind handling objections. The most effective way to handle an objection is to get the prospect to create a solution to their objection. Why? Because it's their self-imposed bug in the first place. They put their attention on the bug. Therefore, the only person who can remove it is them. You coming back with a snappy response is rarely going to remedy the objection. The most effective way to remedy the objection is to have them solve it. Here's an example of the correct way to do this. I'm going to continue with the example of the lady who has the objection of going door to door. Here is an example of a good way to handle this. In the past, there have been people who used the door-to-door method to find prospects, but there are many ways to locate prospects. What methods of prospecting do you feel comfortable with? Prospect says, well, I wouldn't mind mailing out postcards. I also like newspaper advertisements. My response to her, good. Both of those can be very effective ways to find prospects. See, the networker is not handling the objection. He or she is facilitating the prospect in handling her own objection. The key is to ask questions that lead the prospect to the solution. Remember this, if you say it, it can be challenged. If the prospect says it, it must be true. The fifth and final step of the questions and objection remedy is to complete the handling and return to the previous step of the inviting formula. This fifth and final step completes the conversation about the question or objection and shifts the prospect's attention back to the step in the inviting formula prior to the question or objection. Notice I said to return them to the step of the inviting formula they were on prior to the question or objection. The reason I note this is because objections or questions can come up anywhere. They can come up in the greeting. They can come up in the close to action step. They can come up anywhere. So let's pick back up on the example we've been using about the person not wanting to work door to door. Let's say that we were in the qualify step when her objection came up. So you'll hear me move her back to qualify. Okay, Karen, now that you can see several alternatives to door to door sales, plus I know a tad bit more about you, you sound like you've had experience in marketing. What have you done in marketing? So you see, I concluded the handling of the objection and moved her back to the step we were on prior to the objection, which in this case was the qualify step. Now let's move into how I handle the four most common objections you'll get during the invite call.